Soldier Leonidas Simbizi boils beans for lunch at Camp Muha Army Base in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. He works with a stove that uses peat instead of wood to fuel the fire. The government is trying to promote peat as an alternative energy source. Peat is relatively abundant and its use can save trees. However, Simbizi seems unconvinced. When I use wood stoves, he says, there is not so much smoke, but with peat, there is much more smoke, and I prefer to use a wood stove. Burundi's army is the main user of peat stoves, but there are plans to market peat stoves for civilians too. Meanwhile, in Cambodia, a more successful effort is underway. Some 100,000 households are using ceramic water purifiers, which filter out microorganisms and other impurities in water, making it safe to drink. The U.S. nonprofit group International Development Enterprises is promoting these low-tech purifiers. And users like Lac MLA are very satisfied. She says she finds the water filter useful because she does not waste time searching for firewood in the forest and cutting it down, nor does she have to spend money to buy charcoal to boil the water. The water cleaned with the filter, she says, saves her time and money and keeps her healthy. Ceramic water purifiers and peat stoves are two of many examples of appropriate technology. These low-tech innovations require fewer resources, are less expensive, and easier to maintain than conventional technologies. They also have less of an impact on the environment. They are meant to improve the lives of people in poor countries by saving them time, money, and other resources. Even higher-tech products, like computers, can be modified to suit local conditions. The One Laptop per Child initiative was created by the U.S. nonprofit group of the same name. The green and white laptops are lightweight, durable, and can be hand-cranked or solar-powered. They use open-source software, which allows children and their teachers to adapt the software to their needs. Nicholas Negroponte is chairman of the One Laptop per Child Foundation. He tells VOA the laptop is an example of appropriate technology.
It's very environmentally sensitive in that sense. Its friendliness and its, you know, ecological footprint and all of those things is the lowest by, you know, an order of magnitude. I mean, just the power consumption of this is 1/20th of the laptop that you and I use.
Peru has ordered some 400,000 laptops for its schools. The laptops are now being used by teachers and students at Apostol Santiago, a school some 100 kilometers north of the capital, Lima. 8-year-old Yesenia Borquez loves her computer. I am very happy, she says, because I learn everything on the computer. But experts say for appropriate technology to succeed, it must also be commercially viable. Andrew Burns is a senior economist at the World Bank.
If there's no market for it, if people don't see it as fulfilling their need, or if for some reason it's just not quite right for that country, then it won't spread and it won't bring its benefits. And that means that the people doing research and development, the people doing the dissemination efforts, really have to be listening and have to be paying as much or perhaps more attention to the ensuring that these things have commercial success and commercial prospects in order for them to spread.
Teachers and students at the Kigali Institute of Science and Technology in Rwanda's capital are working to identify and fulfill market needs. The school has a host of low-tech machines that make nails and other everyday items. With the candle-making machine and molds, invented in Rwanda, production costs are about 2 cents per candle. Candles imported from China cost about 10 cents each in Rwanda. So the economic advantages of this low-tech project are clear. And the Institute hopes these candles and other products will easily find a market in Rwanda. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.